you have to strategize gardening time.
Absolutely. Not only dealing with the weather, but timing issues and bugs and all sorts of things.
Man, those bugs have destroyed my kale. It's all over for it.
Well, perhaps you should prepare for a fall garden.
I think you're right. Listen, we've got oodles to talk about. Let's start with the pruning demonstration tomorrow, because that's something all of us are aware of. Every time we go to prune, it's like, are we doing this right?
That's very true. And this year, we've had a particularly good growing season. We've had lots of consistent moisture and a lot of opportunity for the plants to really put on a show. So probably most of your plants are in need of a haircut right now. So tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the Demonstration Garden on Coleman Road, we will be demonstrating how to prune roses, boxwood, junipers. We have a willow tree that's in need of some help. And we'll be going over the basic principles of pruning, talk about timing, talk about tools, techniques, all of that. And it's free.
What a great public service. 8:30 tomorrow morning, UK demonstration and trial garden on Coleman Road. In fact, did the Purchase Area Master Gardeners start this project 15 years ago this year?
Yes. The first class of Master Gardeners graduated in Western Kentucky in 1998. And then 1999 is when we acquired a piece of property. We lease it from McCracken County. And 15 years now, we have been gardening and teaching at the UK Demonstration and Trial Garden on Coleman Road. So we figured it was time to have a celebration, and we're calling it Twilight in the Garden. It runs from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 25th at the garden. We've planned lots of activities. We have master food volunteers creating dishes for sampling, using produce that we are growing in the vegetable garden on site. We also have herbs that will be used in these dishes. We have tours of the garden, including our trial beds. We are participating with several other counties around the state to test the performance of annuals and perennial bedding plants. And I haven't seen the trial gardens in the other counties, but for those who have seen them, the word that I'm getting is that ours are outshining everyone else's. So it's
Uh-oh.
Ablaze with color. We're just really excited about that. It makes a really big impact when you look at the garden.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Well, it sounds like we're winning the challenge to me. We've also got demos on composting. I'll be talking on sedum. We have folks talking about propagation. It's always nice if you've got a particularly good plant, something that you want to increase in your garden. How can you get some of those plants for free? And propagation is a way to do that. We have someone speaking on bluebirds. Tara Montgomery from Montgomery Gardens will be speaking on small space gardening. And Kristen Williams will be speaking on garden art. Kathy Wimberly is doing a feature on art in horticulture. And I want to focus on children, because we've got some events that are specifically for kids. We have story time. Retta Folsom will be telling the tales of Peter Rabbit and Benjamin Bunny, and what better setting for the story of this mischievous rabbit who was warned to stay out of Mr. McGregor's garden, and then the adventure that ensues when he disobeys. And an actual garden! And it turns out that many of the items that Mr. McGregor grew in his garden we're growing in our vegetable garden. So after hearing those stories, the children will be invited to explore the garden, have a scavenger hunt to find the herbs and vegetables mentioned in those stories.
What about the fairy garden?
The fairy garden is new. Fairy gardens have really taken the gardening world by storm, and one of our new Master Gardener interns, Barb McCoy, along with her granddaughter, have created a fairy garden, a human-sized fairy garden, and they started out by making stepping stones, so there is a ring of stepping stones, and then they found houses to create a little village, and it's still a work in progress today, but we hope to unveil it on July 25th, so it's a definite reason to come to Twilight.
It seems to me that this the fairyland aspect is one that you've already seen enticing both adults and kids to engage with. I was fascinated with the miniature fairy garden I saw on the blog site.
Yes, you can create a mini fairy garden on a tabletop, and that's what Tara Montgomery will be talking about. And you can have one for a full-size area or one in your home. And you can create your own story, and it's a garden in miniature. You can even do them under glass. You can do them in cracked pots. So there's all kinds of ways to express your creativity.
Seems to me that that gardening is as great an activity to do with little kids in your family as cooking is.
Absolutely, and the two go hand in hand. Also, we have to teach our children to appreciate farmland, appreciate farmers. So many times children think that a loaf of bread comes from the grocery. Well, you may buy it from the grocery, but that's not where it begins its odyssey. And to understand the journey and appreciate the journey that a kernel of corn or a chaff of wheat comes from is quite important. And because we're no longer that truly agrarian society that we once were, a lot of the children aren't aware of the things that people who used to grow up on farms knew firsthand. So the joy of growing a tomato plant or tasting a tomato that's grown right off the vine rather than being trucked across the country, kind of foreign for them.
Well, I'm the kids can get involved in the whole garden or the little garden, and this event, Twilight in the Garden, it sounds sort of like a tea party, but it isn't really a tea party. It is a full-out information, entertainment kind of a deal from my reading of it, especially the asking of questions about just problems that you might have in the garden. For example, I take it you're the sedum expert. Sedum seems like a pretty easy plant to me, but does it have some mysteries?
I don't know about mystery. I think it has a lot of variety, whether it's in color or size, and versatility, the way that you can use it in a garden. I call it the Humpty Dumpty of the garden because you often see it in rock gardens and along walls. But you can use the Autumn Joy variety in a perennial flower bed, and you can cut the stalks and incorporate them into a floral arrangement. So there's a lot of versatility, and they don't ask much. They just don't want to have wet feet. They do want some moisture, but not wet feet. They'll survive and thrive not only in full sun, but also partial shade. So they're kind of a perfect plant in my view.
So what you just answered me is what our listeners can do at this event, Twilight in the Garden, on July 25th. Just ask people who are really good gardeners who've had some years of experiencing relationships with plants, and you'll get some very practical answers.
Absolutely. Master gardeners are trained in all aspects of gardening by the UK Extension Service and area professionals, and we provide research-based information, but we can also give you our particular experience, but it is going to be research-based. That creates a distinction between us and perhaps some other folks. And we, at the demonstration and trial garden, show how to do things. For example, you may have heard of the Three Sisters method of growing squash, corn, and beans. Well, we're actually doing that. So you can actually see us putting into practice something that perhaps you've just read about in a book. And Master Gardeners are all about education, and we're available to answer your questions, not only at this event, Twilight in the Garden, but we also have a hotline where you can call and pose questions, and either someone will answer the question on the spot or we'll do the research and get back with you.
What's the hotline?
The hotline is a horticulture line, and you can call the extension office and depending on the time of day that you're calling, either a master gardener will be there to answer your questions, or you can leave a message and we'll get back with you after doing the research.
Can you do the number?
How about if I give it to you off the air and you mention it later? I don't want to give the wrong number.
Well, that'll be great. We can put it at WKMS.org. Carol Ulrich, we got to mention, too, that you can actually see the trial garden on Coleman Road at the blog spot.
At the what?
The blog spot.
Oh, yes. Pardon me. Yes, www.twilightinthegarden.blogspot.com. And there you'll see photographs, you'll see teasers about what we're going to be doing, and get all of the information about the event.
One more time, Twilight in the Garden, Thursday, July 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the UK Demonstration and Trial Garden on Coleman Road in Paducah. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.